October, the World Series. Brooklyn went berserk. The Dodgers were the champs of the National League. Jackie Robinson was voted Rookie of the Year by the Sporting News. Nothing else mattered but the World Series. Each day during the series, at the sound of the school bell, Shirley and her classmates dashed to Mr. P's to cheer their team. This was no game. This was war. Huddled on empty soda crates, they sweated out each play. A Yankee hit, a blow to the stomach. A run, a mortal wound. A Dodger steal, a seizure of enemy territory. A score, a hero's welcome. When the Yankees won the first two games easily, Tommy made the mistake of saying, "The bums played like amateurs." No one spoke to him after that, except Shirley, who sensed his tough talk masked a loyalty as passionate as the others. "You didn't mean it, did you?"
"Sure I meant it. Amateurs. Girl amateurs to boot."
The next game was the longest ever played in the history of the World Series. Over 3 hours of hard hitting and fielding and running at Ebbets Field. If it had gone into extra innings, Shirley's heart would have stopped. The Dodgers finally edged the Bronx Bombers 9-8. Relief swooped through the crowd like the news of a snowstorm on the morning when a report not yet written was due. After the fourth game, cookie was on the lips of everyone. It had nothing to do with chocolate chips. It had everything to do with a player named Lavagetto. He was called off the bench to pinch hit with two outs in the ninth, two Dodgers on base after walks, and the enemy leading by one run. The Yankee pitcher was one out away from becoming a phenomenon so rare that it had never been seen before. The first man to pitch a no-hitter in the World Series. Lavagetto swung and missed. Shirley prayed. He swung again. At the crack of the bat, everyone jumped to his feet and did not breathe until the ball hit the concrete wall to drive in the winning runs. The series was tied. In the last inning of the fifth game, Mabel shook Shirley like a bottle of catsup, shouting, "Do it again! Bust this one out of the park, Cookie!" Unbelievable as it seemed, once again it was the Yankees 2-1 with two outs and Lavagetto at bat. But history would not repeat itself. He fanned. And the kids who had rallied at Mr. P's disappeared as silently as dandelion heads in the breeze. Tommy almost got himself killed before a pitch was thrown in the sixth game on Sunday.
"It's over. The bums are through. Back in Yankee territory, they got as much chance as a guppy swallowing a whale."
Even Shirley thought he had gone too far. She helped to push him out the door.